If we just let that roll without the metronome.
Imagine.
Oh, you've taken the mug.
I got you. You've got a glass.
I was going to give you a glass, but if you'd rather a mug, you can have a mug.
Mugs make me feel cozy. Also, I'm hungover, so.
Are you? Mm. Oh, were you out last night?
Yeah, I was out in Dalston in a pub, some pub in Dalston. I don't feel gross or anything. Like, I don't really get hungover, but it was more like the lack of sleep that gets me. Hence why I was like 15 minutes late this morning. I didn't leave my house till 5 to 11. Hey, I got an Uber.
You got an Uber?
Yeah. Bloody I've hell. Started doing that. And it just makes me more late.
Yeah, no.
Because it makes, you know, like...
You've got a buffer.
Yeah.
You're just like, I'll get there fast because it's an Uber.
No, that's the thing. And I'm like, oh, I could just get an Uber. So then I take 20 minutes extra when I'm already late because I'm like, I then decide that I can just get an Uber rather than moving quicker.
Yep, I do that.
But you know when you're tired and you're just like, I don't know why I'm swanning around right now as if I have nowhere to be.
Mm.
What's new with you, though? Any songs you love? Ariana, have you listened?
No, I haven't listened to any of it either.
I've been so busy. It's shit.
Yeah. It's because on Friday, when it all came out, first of all, I had a recording session with the Retro Boys.
Mm.
Then I had to pack all of that stuff up and bring Cody down here, and we did the vocals for it. Sent them off to the horn section. So on Friday, I think... This Friday, I think I've got the horn section in, and I'm going to route the cable downstairs, and then they're going to be playing in there.
Oh, wow.
And we'll do those two together as just one straight take.
That's cool.
And then they've got a video shoot on the 9th, and there are two songs that we've done, one of which gives everyone a solo, which is good because it highlights everyone in the band, but it's just not quite... up there compared to the other one we've done that doesn't give everyone a solo, but I just feel like that one is going to be so much better anyway. It's 150, and with rock and roll it's not that long anyway, so to get 150 of just like pure like party dance music for people that love that sort of music and then have an energetic video, I think would be better than to get 3.5 minutes of not so entertaining stuff, but with a solo in it. So
yeah, and that's the thing. Like John Mayer was saying that about his new single, he adds like a different hook at the end, and then like fades it out to make people want to press repeat because it kind of like it instantly makes you want like more of it. So like 150, it sounds like, well, who would release a song that's 150? But it's like for the people that are interested, they're just going to press repeat. In the like streaming landscape, it's quite a clever move, really. If it's, you know, you're getting paid per stream, it's like it basically doubles, probably.
Yeah, I don't know if Spotify's changed their algorithm. I know at one point that if you have a song on repeat, it doesn't actually count towards the streaming count.
Stop it.
You have to play one, and then you have to play another song, and then come back to it.
Because
otherwise, like if you're an artist or something, and you've got your entire family that's just got a Spotify, a device that has Spotify with your song on repeat, and then by the end of the day, you've got 1,000 streams off of 6 people that weren't even listening to your stuff. It's to curb that sort of thing. And I don't know if they've stopped that or not, but.
I don't know either. They've changed how you submit stuff, which has been a big deal.
That's all the new playlisting stuff, isn't it?
Yeah, basically. But it's across the board. So it's like it saves time, but it's just a different system. And we kind of really haven't been able to see whether it affects playlist placement yet. Like we've only had one release since that change happened.
Yeah.
And it didn't do as well as the others. I don't know whether that's the song or that, but it's interesting. But because I've got all Spotify artists, Spotify for my brain. Because I've got all Spotify for artists now for like all the different artists I work with. It's so interesting for me, like to really pay attention to like what sits where geographically, because you have all this information. Like who's playing what. Also, it's really interesting, like when a song picks up, because like one of the artists we have, Declan, Jay Donovan, his biggest song in terms of like streaming numbers was stuck at like 50K for a good few weeks. And then something happened. This is like last summer now, but something happened and it just rocketed and it's on like 9 million now.
Has it reached 9?
Yeah, I think so.
I know it reached 8 at some point recently.
Or maybe it was 8. I can't remember.
Because it was, for the last few months, I know it's been in the 7.
Yeah,
somewhere.
No, it would have been 8 then.
And then it bumped up to like 8 and a bit. And I was like, whoa, where did that come from?
It's crazy. It's one of those ones that's just stayed on playlists like since it came out. But yeah.
Well, it's, you can see why.
Oh my God, yeah. It's like, it's streaming gold, yeah. It's like everyone's favourite live as well. Like in Asia, we definitely had that, like had that feedback.
I think it's my favourite.
Yeah, me too.
Of his.
Yeah. Yeah, I have a soft spot for Fallen So Young as well, though, just because of the, I think that's definitely along the lines of like the kind of stuff that I like to listen to. And I'll never forget, so I found that in an Apple singer-songwriter playlist that I just put on last summer, and I was like, it was like number 3 or something.
Is
in
that
the playlist
when you first discovered him?
Yeah.
Like as a listener?
Yeah. Yeah. And I messaged him about it at the time. It's so weird.
Yeah.
But I messaged him a few weeks later. It was weird actually, because I actually, I like, as soon as I heard the song, I messaged it to Patrick. And I was like, listen to this guy, He, within 5 minutes, he sent me a picture of the song playing on his like car dashboard, like screen thing. A few weeks later, I just kept coming back to that song. So I thought, I'm just going to message the guy, because he has like, he only had like 700 followers, Instagram followers at the time. I was like, no one knows about this guy, but he's like doing great streaming stuff. Messaged him and he was like, oh, I've got a new single coming out. Like, thank you so much. I've got a new single coming out on Friday. And I was like, blessed. And it was better.
Yeah. Was his name Tim Chadwick?
Oh, I love that boy.
Yeah, that one.
Did you listen to his new single?
No, but I saw something happened because he actually posted something on Instagram.
If you need some good pop in your life, listen to Tim Chadwick, because like, I loved his first EP, but it was quite, it had that like singer-songwritery edge, and he's gone far more like pop with everything now. And it's just, it's so well done. It's so well done. Like, people underestimate the art of like good pop, and that is just great pop.
Yeah, speaking of which, last Friday there were two releases, like two notable releases from the British YouTube sort of musicians community thing. I don't know what you call it, but
Who was it? Is it Emma Blackery?
She released one, and then Ledley released one as well. The Ledley track was actually interesting, because it didn't follow the typical 4-4, like, oh, this is like, I'd be able to guess what's going to happen.
Where it's
sort
going,
of thing.
Yeah.
Because it jumped around a lot and it cut up, I think it cut up a few different time signatures and stuff.
Okay, yeah.
And it was an interesting listening. The Emma one, I wouldn't say, like, nothing against the girl, but I didn't enjoy it. Yeah. And I haven't seen it do incredible things either on Spotify. It's not like charted or anything like that.
Okay.
It hasn't got loads and loads of listens. But this morning I saw that it was like, she was the cover of a Spotify playlist. I can't remember which one, but I was like, what's going on here? Like, how...
It's interesting, isn't it?
Usually it's like the top most played one in the playlist gets number one spot and the cover. And I thought, what?
What?
And then I didn't look into it. I didn't have time to this morning, but I was thinking, what's going on? So I have to check that. But,
Yeah, it's interesting that community, because I lived for the days of like 2012, Barn on the Farm, Lauren Aquilina, Lewis Watson, Orla Gartland, Hudson Taylor, Gabrielle Aplin, you know, singing a song live together and filming it and putting it on YouTube. I lived for that. If anything, that's something that I want to
do.
The community aspect of it is like something that has kind of just feels like has disappeared. And yeah, but I got the Dodie thing as well. It's not my personal taste. I think her covers are a lot better than her originals. I really like how she goes about doing covers, and I just think the whole like video treatment and everything is really, I think that's, I prefer that.
She's got a really interesting musical mind.
She does, yeah. And I just, yeah, I think that works. Her EPs are not something that I listen to, just because it's not really my taste. So I got that, but I never got the Musical Bethan thing, and I never got the Emma Blackery thing. Again, no disrespect. It was just something that I didn't connect to. And I think definitely like with YouTube, because it's a personality based way of branding, you know, it's personality led. So like, if you don't click with the personality, like I just couldn't relate. Do you know what I mean? Like, because so much of the content that they were putting forward on YouTube as well was like, again, personality based, but within the context of their own life rather than within the context of the music that they were making. I just couldn't relate, never got it. And I think their voices as well, just something that I'm not, there's a certain like harshness, I think, to both of their tones that I'm just kind of, I'm not really, I'm not into it. But as I said, no disrespect. It's just, you know,
yeah, completely.
Just personal preference, isn't it?
Yeah. I came across Dodie's Spotify thing the other day. I think it was on, something was on shuffle and she came up and I was like, oh, I wonder how this is going, because I know that she's got a very loyal following.
Yeah.
And bloody 32 million plays on her most played.
Right, okay.
Sick of Losing Soulmates, I think it was.
Yeah.
Which I think is like a year old or something, but 32 million's huge.
Yeah.
So think about that independently.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
32 million is massive.
Yeah, and that's the thing, like, but with her, I saw an interview of her where she said that one of the questions was like, what's your least favourite song of yours? She said, Would You Be So Kind? I think that's the best song she's ever written. Because I think she's really, really good at the, that kind of like uplifting, lightweight pop. And I thought that was like the perfect sweet spot between like intelligent lyrics and melodies that just, you just latch onto. Obviously, I like her, you know, slightly more mellow stuff. Like Sick of Losing Soulmates is just sort of sad, you know, kind of mellow thing. I don't dislike it. It's just not something that I come back to. Because I think it's quite like, melodically, a lot of her stuff is quite gentle. And I think I latch onto a melody that moves in a certain way. I don't know if that makes sense.
Sonic aesthetic is cool, but it's not something that grabs you personally.
But yeah, personally, like, because, and it's nothing against the genre, because I love singer-songwritery stuff like Adam Barnes, where melodically there's just something in there that's, that moves. Whereas like Dodie has that more, almost like ethereal, lightweight thing. Does that make any sense?
I don't know. I'll listen back to it and see.
Yeah, I'll cut it out if it doesn't. What have you been up to this week?
So on Friday there was that.
Mm-hmm.
On Saturday, what did I do on Saturday? I feel like I had a session, but I don't know.
What, yesterday?
No, that was Sunday.
Oh, are you talking about Friday just gone or the one before?
Friday just gone.
So when you say Saturday, you're talking about yesterday?
No, because... Oh, it is Sunday today.
Where are you?
I don't know. Yesterday, I didn't have a session. Yesterday, I... No, yesterday, I just chilled out a little bit.
Yeah, thank God. You deserve it. 7 day weeks in... 7 day weeks.
7 day weeks for 7 weeks in a row or something.
7 day yeah.
Yeah, no, it is 7 day week. Right, going back further... Okay, no, it wasn't Friday then that I did thingy. What did I do on Friday?
Mate, you're slacking.
Yeah. I mean, there's nothing in my calendar, but I feel like I did something. No, wait, Friday was the... Friday was touching up all the stuff for the Masters. So...
For whom?
For Courtney and for Yasmin. Yeah, no, I was... Well, this last week has pretty much been a rush to get all of that stuff done.
Is that debut release stuff for her?
Yeah, potentially. Yeah. I mean, she's had releases before. She did a house track that was like somewhere in the top 40 of like the Music Week house charts or something.
Yeah.
And hasn't done anything for the last year.
Okay.
Where she's been at the Masters and writing and doing stuff. But hopefully we'll see a release within the next... Well, hopefully she gets the right team around her first before a release.
Yeah.
And then we'll see a release hopefully soon after that where they can formulate some sort of plan. And I think she's in talks with a few managers.
Okay.
And she's in talks with a label or two as well.
Mm. Fickle game, as Amber Run would say. They've got a new EP out. Have you listened?
No.
I've
got
a song called Amen.
Oh, then I might have listened.
I was told about. I thought it was okay.
Mm.
I was told it's like the best thing they've ever released. And I was like, okay, cool. Like, I haven't listened yet, so that's fine. Not the best thing they've ever released at all.
I think Amber Run did that. Seafret have done the same. Their release, I think, is called Monsters or something. Just last Friday or something.
That's so funny you talk about Seafret. I've gone back to Oceans. The last few days, I've just had it on repeat. That's such a special song.
It is.
And it's one of those things where it's like, you listen to it loads, and then you find the next really special thing. And then 6 months later...
You come back?
You're like, oh, Oceans by Seafret. Mm. I can listen to that. And you're just like, this is honestly unreal.
Yeah. No, it's unreal. It's a very, very good song.
Yeah. Do you know what it sounds like? I figured it out as well. It sounds like one of those songs that just came out of nowhere.
Mm.
Like someone picked up a guitar in a room by themselves. And this may be wrong, but it's melodically the way that it sits. Yeah. It sounds like someone picked up a guitar by themselves and it's just jammed and it just came out.
Mm-hmm.
It sounds like one of those songs. The melody is so effortless, the way that it moves, and it just sat, everything sits together so well. It's beautiful. Honestly.
No, I could see someone sitting there and making.
You know, does that the pauses and the way that the melody sits? It sounds like someone just opened their mouth.
Yeah.
And that kind of came out. That happens.
The
yeah.
next line is like. Da, 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 da.
Yeah, that's there. A very instinctive place to go melodically. Yeah. You know.
And then nothing for like the next six bars or something.
Mm.
Or well, three bars depending on how you count it.
Yeah. So. Yeah. Recommend that. 100%. You heard it here first, but probably not.
Yeah. It's only been out for like 3 years.
Yeah. I know.
You find.
Yeah.
Have you heard about that band Seafret that are like blowing up over that yeah. single? You should get in there before someone else does.
Yeah, it's only 3 years late. It's like Gordy though.
Mm.
Like she's got a track on Choice of Anne album.
Mm.
And you know, when you sit there and you're like, I feel like a proud mum.
Mm.
But then you don't want to be a dick and be like, oh my God, yeah, I love them since blah, blah, blah. Now you're all going to love them.
Neighbours.
Exactly.
Oh, there was a really good song that sort of caught my attention on the Citroën advert that's going around right. at the moment. The
Did
Citroën,
you Shazam?
Yeah, no, I Googled the lyric.
Oh, yeah.
Well, no, I didn't. I went to YouTube and I typed in Citroën C3 advert and then it came up.
Okay.
And then obviously YouTube comments are a blessing. It's right there in the comments. For some reason in the video, it didn't have the music tagged, which makes no sense. But yeah, YouTube comment section.
So
it's
what is
by,
it?
It's by a band called Blow and the song is called Love You on the Moon, I think.
Okay.
But just sonically, how I was just sitting there watching, I think it was NCIS or something. And
amazing.
It's an amazing show. I love that show. Yeah, so I was sitting there watching that and then this came out of nowhere. And I don't even know yet if it's a good song or a bad song,
right.
but I just like listening to it. If that makes sense.
I get that. Mm. I get that.
Oh, I recently came back to the Parek and Sing song, Ghost.
I think the video is better than the song, but...
Well, yeah, no, the video is incredible, but the song, I don't know, I like the song.
Mm, that's a throwback.
Yeah.
What have I been listening to? Let me find. Have you listened to the Years and Years album?
No. Is any good?
Highlight for me is Howl. What else?
What else?
Yeah, Howl is really good. I like the single If You're Over Me because I just think it's a good song, good pop song. And I like the opener, Sanctify. It's pretty good, you know. I find them very interesting because it seems like even their Spotify thing is a picture of, well, their Apple thing is a picture of Ollie.
Yeah.
Whereas it's actually a band, there's three of them. But he's kind of like the band's brand.
Yeah.
He's just an interesting person as well.
Yeah, yeah.
But they did a video, I can't remember what it was on, where they explained every single song on the deluxe album.
Oh.
It's really interesting, like, the themes of everything. Because I feel like a lot with writing, like, listeners and just normal people, like, I'm guilty of it too. Sometimes you take things too literally, you know? And sometimes you forget that, like, that song hasn't come from one person talking directly about an experience that they're going through at the time. Sometimes it's thematic. It's like three or four people in a room and they're just talking. And then someone says something that strikes a chord with everyone. They're like, we're right about that. But yeah, so that I highly recommend that. I'll try and find the link, send it to you. But for anyone listening, yes, all of my mum and her two friends, recommend. Any favourite tracks then, recently?
Favourite tracks recently? Well, aside from the... Well, no, favourite tracks. I don't know about favourite tracks, you know. Yeah, I don't know. I don't think there's been anything that's really grabbed me.
Muna?
Oh, wait. No, I tell you what. It's, I think one of my favourites is that Yanka one that I did with Courtney. I like what it says as well. It was the whole point of that track was, it was this sort of idea that we've just, like in today's day and age, so many people have just lost the ability to find time to actually like love and be loved.
Yeah.
And instead of just focusing on like materialistic or shallow stuff or like jobs or something like that.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, it just sort of came from like random stuff. And then we decided that that was the chorus. And then, yeah.
I think it's cool.
Hey, thank you.
You're welcome. Love the production.
Yeah. With the production. Me and Courtney were just sat there just making it. And then... it just sort of happened. And then we were just sort of like, this has got to be Yanka's.
Yeah.
This can't be anyone else's.
Yeah.
So we finished it. And then we got in to the studio with her at midday.
Yeah.
And left the studio at 1:30 in the evening.
Wow.
Having had to change studios because the one we were in closed. So we got that done and we just thought, wow.
I love that. It's great.
Well, thanks.
Yeah. Exciting times for you.
I think that's been my favourite one. That one gets me excited when I listen to it.
No, I see why.
So there's the answer to that. What about yourself?
What have I done this week? I had meetings all on Friday.
Mm-hmm.
Fun stuff, exciting stuff.
Anything you can share or no?
I don't think so.
It's all confidential.
Yeah, that's the annoying
podcaster,
YouTuber, social media person thing, isn't it? Basically, I can't say anything because it's not about me. You know, it's like the artists, that, like it's just good stuff for the artists that, oh, do you know what I can say? Declan J. Donovan going on Jake Bugg's solo acoustic tour.
Just have to
plug that because that's my job.
Has he announced that yet?
Yeah, he's announced it. He announced it on on I think it was Monday, 10 a.m.
I might have seen that, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I think he liked it on Instagram.
Who, me?
Yeah.
How do you know this?
Because I saw it.
All right. I was going to say.
As a friend.
All right.
I'm not like staring at data or anything.
Yeah.
No, I just saw it as a friend.
Oh, you.
No. So that's, it's like basically a northern tour. It's like Inverness, Gateshead, Halifax, Warrington, somewhere else.
And Dundee.
No, Edinburgh. Let me actually get the list. So here we are. 19th of November, Warrington at Parr Hall. 20th of November, Blackburn Inverness, Kilmarnock, which is somewhere in Scotland,
mm-hmm.
Edinburgh, Halifax, Gateshead. So if you want to go, get your tickets. Two of the dates were already sold out.
Mm.
So, yeah, that'd be cool. I think I'm going, so.
Hey.
Not that that's... yeah, buy your tickets.
Because yeah, I'm
going to
be there.
Yeah, I'm going to be there. But I have tickets to Florence and the Machine when I'm meant to be on tour, so I don't really know what I'm going to do about that.
Mm.
I'm obviously going to go to Florence, but I don't know whether that means like...
Wait, when you say on tour with the Declan?
Yeah. No, not me. Yeah, so I don't know whether I'm just going to duck out for that day or...
Yeah, no, you deserve a day off.
Yeah, I mean, I paid £200 for tickets because I had to get them on... I had to get them like secondhand.
Yeah.
Because there was a mistake with the website. It happened with the intimate one that they did in May, Royal Festival Hall. I tried to get tickets for my family. And there was a problem with the website. So it just glitched, couldn't get anything. I think it would have sold out in seconds anyway, because it's like a one-off intimate thing. It's just like priceless, isn't it? But then the day that the like proper tour ones went on sale was, I think, the same day that Maggie Rogers' Coco went on sale.
Mm-hmm.
So I was trying to get two...
At the same time.
And then I had a text from my mum and she was like, I tried to get Maggie Rogers tickets for you, but like it wouldn't work. I was like, mum. And she goes, oh, I wanted to surprise you for your birthday. It's like, well, that's fine because I was going to surprise you for yours. I got four tickets. She's like, no way. So that was fine. But I was trying to do the two at once, didn't get onto the Florence ones. So I was like, oh, do I just look on a secondhand thing? So I did. And they weren't like a crazy amount more. I just really wanted to take my brother. So yeah, got them. And then this is like serendipitous. This always happens. I came across this album by an artist called Wet. It's called Still Run. I think I sent it to you.
Yeah.
Florence posted something on Instagram and I realized that she's supporting Florence on the tour. Mm. So I'll see her live too. And she's like literally become one of my favorite artists. It's really cool.
Mm.
What's the time? I think
we've banged on for 50 minutes.
That's our week in review.
Okay, cool. Well,
if you want to work with Taka, hit him up.
Oh, Christ.
Great producer. What do I say?
If you want to get signed.
Oh, no. Well, yeah. If you want to get signed, come talk to me.
If you want to take me on
tour. No.
Yeah.
If you have questions, though, industry questions... ask either one of us because we could help.
Mm.
So if anyone cares, if anyone's listening.
Shall we take questions?
Oh, Twitter questions. Do you know what?
Them, yeah. Answer them as unhelpfully as possible in the opposite way.
What should I do if I want to get signed? Because a lot of my friends are artists or like songwriters and stuff like that. And they're like, yeah, I've made a list of places I'm going to send music to just to see if there's any interest. I'm like, that is the worst thing you could do.
Mm.
Right, this is how I see it. You should be as self-sufficient as you possibly can. Like, worst case scenario, doesn't do as well as you want, right? But a manager could find you, someone like me could find you. And if they think that there's potential, they can sign you, go back to the drawing board. If they have to take it down, they can take it down. You start fresh. But the point is that you've been proactive enough to try and make a go of something yourself and like get decent press, get decent streaming and like BBC introducing or something like that. Like the power's in the artist's hands at the moment.
Mm.
So like don't give your art away on a plate to people that aren't going to care about it.
Mm. There we go.
Final statement from me. You know?
Well,
yeah, again,
you had it here first.
If you have any questions, I'll put something in a description somewhere.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Peace out. You had it here first.